to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll feature all Motown solo artists. This half hour, we'll hear from Kim Weston, Earl Van Dyke, Stevie Wonder, R. Dean Taylor, Jimmy Ruffin, Eddie Kendricks, Edward Starr, and Diana Ross. That's all coming up the next half hour, right here on Motown Memories. Thank you.
Fallon.
Heaven help the child who never had a home. Heaven help the girl who walks the streets alone. Heaven help the roses if the bombs begin to fall. Heaven help us all. Heaven help the black man if he struggles one more day. Heaven help the white man if he turns back away. Heaven help the man who kicks the man who has to crawl. Heaven help us all.
Powerful song by Stevie Wonder. That was Heaven Help Us All, and that reached number 9 from 1970. And before that, Earl Van Dyke, and he fronted that great Motown group, the Funk Brothers, that did all the Motown instrumental backup during the 1960s. Well, he was on his own with a song called Runaway Child, Running Wild. That, of course, was a great hit by the Temptations. And this version, Earl Van Dyke's version, reached 114 from 1969. Well, we started with Kim Weston, a great song, and only reached number 50 in 1965. Take Me in Your Arms, Rock Me a Little While. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature all solo artists during the remaining hour on this program. Well, coming up, a great song and a one-hit wonder by an artist known as R. Dean Taylor. Well, Canadian Richard Dean Taylor, otherwise known as R. Dean Taylor, pursued a dogged but lonely path at Motown since he came to the company in 1964. He recorded songs from 1964 through 1969 and didn't have any success as a solo artist. He was an often uncredited collaborator with the great Motown writing team of Holland, Doja, and Holland, and he was one of the few white producers with the company, but none of his artists that he was assigned to. Artists from the group called The Underdogs to The Messengers or Paul Peterson had a hit. Well, he finally broke through and got himself a hit in 1970. This song coming up, Indiana Wants Me, was a complex production, a dramatic tale of a fugitive on the run, and it took 9 sessions in less than a month to perfect. The song became a radio event and eventually peaked at number 5. Well, R. Dean recalled that I started off recording everything myself, I dubbed in the bass and the strings, and I dubbed in the siren. When the song was released in Europe, several radio stations reported getting calls from anxious listeners thinking that the siren was real. Of course, the publicity did turn. Well, here is Ardeen Taylor, Indiana Wants Me, right here on Motown Memphis.
Smiling face or touch your hand. If just once more I could see you, our home and our little baby. Indiana wants me, but I can't go back there. Indiana wants me, but I can't go back there. Of those happy years. Red lights are flashing around me. Yellow, it looks like they found me.
To Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Life lands a crushing blow, and once again, a heart is broken. And as history repeats itself, these few words are sadly spoken.
Yeah. yours is my destiny.
That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Motown memory from Eddie Kendricks. That was Boogie Down, reaching number two from 1974. Before that, Jimmy Ruffin's great song, I Passed This Way Before, number 17 from 1966. And we started with Indiana Wants Me by R. Dean Taylor, number five from 1970. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature Motown solo artists for the balance of this hour. Well, coming up, the breakthrough hit from Edward Starr, 25 Miles. Well, 25 Miles was the hit that Edward had been waiting for since he joined Motown. He recalled that, I wrote that song years before it was ever released. I used to perform at Mickey's Hideaway in Lansing, Michigan, a college student-type club owned by my friend Mickey Shapiro, and I needed a closing number. I knew how powerful this song really was. It just got bigger and bigger and bigger every time. I wanted to record it, but Motown turned it down, saying it was too rock and roll, and it had no crossover potential. Then, on one occasion, I did the song on the local TV show called 20 Grand Live. Well, the next day, the telephone was ringing off the hook. People wanted to know who was singing it and how they could get the song. Well, the next day, Motown allowed Edward to record it, and it became a great hit. Well, 25 Miles became the title track of Edward's next album. A graphic designer used the number 25 on the cover, and most people thought that that was the name of the song. Well, Edward then embarked on a major U.S. tour in February of 1969, just as the single debuted on the charts. Later in the year, he made his ninth tour of England, where the record spent a few weeks on their national top 40 chart. Well, here is Edward Starr, 25 Miles, right here on Motown. Completed a half hour on this edition of Motown Memories featuring Motown solo artists. Well, coming up, we'll continue to feature solo artists, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.